Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Hey, it's second date update. Chase messaged us, and now he's joining us on air. Good morning, Chase.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great.
And you're breaking up just a little bit, Chase, but we're trying to help you reconnect with Melissa, and maybe we can kind of help change your luck with her. How long has it been, Chase, since your first date?
It's been about like 2 weeks, but I mean, you know, we vibe and everything, so I definitely think that'll be
on. What did you guys do in your date?
Yeah, well, we went to a shooting range.
A shooting range? Oh,
cool.
All right. Was she up for that?
It was her idea, and I'd never done it before, so it was intense.
Cool. Okay. Well, I mean, shooting. Where'd you go? Which one?
There was this one that was called like Out of the Barrel or something like that. It was this really, really cool place.
Stock and Barrel.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're shooting at targets, and was her idea?
Yeah. So we had like the headphones and everything. It was crazy.
And were you a good shot?
I'd say that I learned a lot.
Okay.
She had been before, so she definitely gave me some pointers because I needed them.
And was the shooting range the only part of the date, or did you go out to a restaurant or out for a bite to eat afterwards, or what?
The shooting range was mostly the date that we had. You know, we hung out a little bit afterwards, you know, at our like cars and things like that. That was about it.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, do you feel like everything was going, like, the vibe was good? You said, like, anything particular, like, you guys talked about, or did it get, like, kind of weird at any point in time, or what?
You know, not that I can think of. I mean, we seem like we vibe, you know, we want to do a bunch of things in our 20s before we settle down and stuff like that. But, I mean, I can't really think of it. I overcomplimented her hair. I did that.
Right.
What do you mean overcomplimented her hair?
Well, I mean, I just thought it looked really good, so every once in a while, I can't believe I did.
Your hair is amazing.
I'll say that to PT a number of times
a
morning.
Every hour, yeah.
But we're not sure if that's even possible to overcompliment a woman about her hair. But so why don't we just call up Melissa and find out what's going on here, Chase. So you stay right there. We're going to come back in 3 minutes. The second half of Second Date Update is next here on The Wolf.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code DIFFERENCE for 50% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Did Chase say anything to Melissa on their first date that might have upset her?
Not that I can think of. I mean, we seem like we vibe. You know, we want to do a bunch of things in our 20s before we settle down and stuff like that. But, I mean, I can't really think of it. I overcomplimented her hair. I did that.
Well, we're not sure overcomplimenting her hair could have been the problem. But who knows? Let's call Melissa and see why she's not getting back to Chase for a second date.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Can we speak to Melissa, please?
This is Melissa.
Good morning, Melissa. Sorry to trouble you this morning. It's not a sales call or anything like that, but I got to tell you, we're calling from a radio station in town, and we do a morning show. We're Thunder and PT, and we work at 102.9 The Wolf.
Good morning, Melissa.
And we think...
Hi.
Hey. And we think we might have a surprise for you.
Wait, like I'm on the radio right now?
Yeah, we are.
So we right. So we are trying to get a listener of ours named Chase to a second date with you. Do you remember? Oh. Yeah, do you remember meeting Chase?
Yeah, but I think like I don't know. Maybe I'd rather not.
You'd rather not remember Chase, the guy you went to the shooting range with recently?
Yeah. I don't think so.
Did you not enjoy yourself? Was he not a great shot? What happened?
No, he was not, but that's
okay.
Not why.
Okay.
It was his first try, so it's fine.
Yeah.
But I'm actually just like more concerned about his dating preferences.
Wait, you're concerned about his dating preferences? What do you mean?
Well, like our date went well, but after, I guess he had checked out my social media and he said that my friend group would be the perfect polycule if we would have him.
What is that?
A polycule?
That's
what you said?
I had to
okay.
Look it up.
What is a
polyamorous group.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
Is that something that Melissa, and sorry, you know, listen, we're not trying to pry too much, but we kind of want to know, is this something you discussed with Chase on your first date?
No. And look, I'm all for everyone living the life that they want, being themselves, but dating one person is complicated enough for me. So that's like, I can't handle it like a love triangle or a love polyhedron
right.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay, hang on. Melissa, Chase, we talked to Chase a few minutes ago. Chase, are you there?
Yeah, look, Melissa, right? I admit that I was the one that brought up the idea, right? Because you and your friends are all really hot, right?
I mean, thank you, but it's not like, I don't know, I would not ever be comfortable introducing you to my friends now, so.
Yeah, and obviously. Was it really off the? Wait a minute! On a first date, Chase, you brought up that you wanted to
kind of group date them.
Yeah, they were really hot.
Okay,
you guys are making way too big of a deal out of it.
Well, no,
I'm not trying to make a big deal out of it, but I don't think there's a lot of people who are into dating someone who wants to date multiple people.
I'm honestly, like, I'm not interested in all of this, so
no,
I'm gonna go.
No, wait, hold, Melissa, please, just hold tight, really quick, because. we just want to say we can understand where you're coming from, because if you met on a dating site and all of a sudden this guy wants to date your friends as well as you, we're just saying you're absolutely in the right in being a little turned off by that.
Yeah, I mean, it's not on his profile at all. So, okay. Yeah, I'm in the right.
Chase, why don't you just date with no strings if you want to date so many people?
But listen, I'm just open to different kinds of experiences. I thought your friends were hot. Like, I don't know.
So you weren't just saying it then?
No, you weren't.
I mean, because to be honest, like, either it's one or the other. Either you were just, like, bringing it up as a funny joke, and it was, like,
just
something that you said, and you meant nothing by it, or, like, it sounds like you're something that you actually would want to experiment with, which either way, I feel like, for a first date, if you're meeting in a one-on-one situation, is kind of weird both ways.
I mean, I guess what I'm trying to say is, like, I wouldn't fight having a poly experience, but I don't think
90% of people would fight. Like, I mean, like, in a perfect universe, I mean,
Melissa,
I've seen some of Brooke's friends. They're beautiful, too, but I didn't go, hey, babe, what do you think about getting together with some of your friends?
Melissa, did you have a nice time with Chase outside of this?
Yeah, before this comment?
Offhanded remark?
Yeah, I did, but I'm really not interested.
Okay, I got it. No, of course. Yeah, all right, we'll let you go, Melissa. Sorry, thank you for answering, and thanks for joining us. Yeah. Listen, Chase, keep that to yourself, that her friends are beautiful, right? Yeah. It's kind of what you do. Unless they ask you, do you think somebody's pretty, you say, I haven't noticed. Yeah. I never noticed.
Yeah, you kind of played it off.
You do the opposite of what you're doing.
Hey, do you think my friend Stacy's good looking? Which one's... I don't know who you're talking about. You know, pretend it's all
which one
her.
Is that again?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Listen, Chase, go date whoever you want and just with no strings attached.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm soul searching. I do appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, well, okay. All right. Well, we're not trying to lecture you, but I think you're going to maybe be happier in the long run. I just don't know who's going to go for this, but or you got to put it on your profile. I think there are places you can probably go, sites. I don't know the name of them. Finding Friends. I don't know the names of them, but Friends for Life.
Maybe.
Yeah, check that out first before, you know, because I think you're going to let a lot of nice women like Melissa slide through the cracks.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. All right,
anyway,
buddy.
All right, buddy. Hey, good luck out there.
Yeah, lesson learned.
All right. We are monoamorous.
Yep, monogamous.
Locked here. All right. Thanks for being on.
Second date update.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Realtek 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Realtek 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's infinity refreshing!